With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
This episode brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. If you don't have the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can download it now and use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get $200 in free bets, and then use that money and bet whatever I say and be rich. That's it. Who's going to argue with that? I'm 10-0. Jordan, I'm going to formally welcome you in a second, but I'm 10-0.
I can see that you're on a hot streak right now.
Is this a streak or is this life?
You know, ooh, this could be just your life.
It could just be. he is pretty hot right now, in real life.
And he's real lucky, let me tell you. If you see Bobby in Vegas, this dude is lucky.
You ride where he goes.
I say this? If you're lucky all the time, then isn't that just life?
Okay, but yeah, sports betting, you don't get, there's no luck in sport. There's hot streaks, there's cold streaks.
No, I hear you. Let me tell you what I told them. Last year I got on DraftKings with $200. Right, and I've taken out after NCAA tournament. I took out 2,000, but $200, and I'm at 5,400 right now.
It's amazing.
I mean, that's really good
over a 2 year.
That's really good,
and yeah. I might lose it back. And Eddie and I text during all the games, and I send him my bet slips and wins and losses, and it's been pretty good. I'm 10-0 on this podcast.
Yesterday was my favorite though. He's like, "Hey, if you want to see my account, I'll let you see it."
Like, yeah,
I was like,
"You can go to open, settled, lost."
I believe him. And too, like, if you bet, I keep up with your picks, and I keep up with yours pretty strong, and you're on a hot streak.
On this show, I'm 10-0, and including parlays, which should count as multiple if I'm being honest, but it doesn't. It counts as one.
Yeah. One bet.
So we do, and DraftKings puts it up on the front of their app.
Yeah.
And they say the 25 Whistles parlay, and I may miss for a while. I don't know, but while I'm in it, live it up.
Ride it. While you're hot, right?
You know you're falling off at some
exactly.
point.
Exactly. So yes. Might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm 10-0. On this show, I give a few bets. I don't want to give every bet that I'm betting because people, that would be 37 bets and people would be bored. The only bets that I missed yesterday overall were I bet Carolina -1, but when they dropped way down, I loaded up.
Yeah.
And then I got them at +8. I got them at plus. And so I had a parlay with Carolina +8, the Colts +1, and then the Bengals +4. And I sent these knuckleheads, because I cashed out, I bet $50, I won like $436. And I sent these out. I said, boom, I'm cashing out because I don't want that. There's no reason.
You would want them though, too.
If there's a game that ties and you take the plus, you're on a hot streak.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, how stressful are those live parlays though? Because those odds change so quickly that you set it all up, you pick your teams, and then you're like, all right, now it's
I go quick.
Yeah, you got to do it real quick or else those odds change fast.
So Jordan Davis is here, who is a big sports guy, big sports gambling guy. Just nominated for a couple CMAs. I asked him when he walked in. I said, "What's it like being a superstar overnight?" Because he went from a major country star to a superstar like that. As soon as those nominations came out, and being the guy that he is, he goes, "Hey, how about you in New York?" And I was like, "We're talking about you, buddy. We're talking about you."
Hey.
So you're going to be a whistler today, and you have a whistle on. And so somebody always starts us off. So blow the whistle, and we'll get going.
God, that's a strong one.
Have you ever been a ref?
I should be a ref.
Yeah, right now, dude.
So what's going to happen is if you ever disagree with any of my opinions or their opinions, blow the whistle. That means you have something you want to say when I'm done, and I will come to you.
Got it.
Got it? All right, let's go. Let's start with the old tittle tattle. Hit it.
It's time for the
tittle-tattle. It's time for... It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle-tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
All right, Kevin, what you got?
All right, jumping right into Green Bay. Should Packers fans be concerned with the blowout loss in week one, or should they R-E-L-A-X relax?
What I would have been frustrated with was watching the Las Vegas game and watching Adams just manhandle.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lost, but those are two good teams, Vegas and the Chargers. I would relax. It's week one. It's week one. So I would relax. I wouldn't freak out yet. You still have top three, sometimes the number one quarterback in football with Aaron Rodgers, and he cut off his ponytail. And so you hope that he didn't lose his strength.
Exactly.
Yeah, you hope he didn't lose his strength.
You don't know what was hiding in those locks.
Uh-huh. The only team that should be concerned after week one, and I hate to say
Oh, God.
Because I spent all this money buying them, is the Dallas Cowboys.
I know.
I don't like the Cowboys, Jordan, but I thought all my friends are Cowboy fans. Eddie, my friend Steve, my friend Mike, my other friend Mike. I was like, you know what? I always hate them. Yeah. So I'm going to buy them. And every time they win, I make money. Every time they lose, I lose money. And it's not going to be pretty for me.
Yeah, it could get a little rough.
Did you get back in time to watch any games?
I did. We got back. I watched, it was mostly kept up things on Gamecast until the Sunday night game. But I did get to watch the entire Bucks-Cowboys game, and that was rough. There's just no, as somebody growing up in Louisiana that has a lot of family that's Cowboys fans, you know, there's no talent on the outside. Now Dak's out for 3 weeks.
It wasn't good before Dak got hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
Last night, yeah.
Like, and you could totally tell that they couldn't stretch the field. There was no deep threat at all. CeeDee Lamb's the only legit receiver that they have. And, yeah, it could be a really long season for him.
I think Zeke was crying, but his mask was covering his eyes, so we couldn't see.
Yeah.
Not a fan
of the new helmet.
No.
It looked cool, really guys. Come
I have
on.
Zeke, and I usually only play one fantasy team because I think one, because everybody has multiple, so they can brag about one. But I got in a league because I didn't know our normal league was starting up. And then normal league's like, we're having it again. And I was like, well, crap. So I'm in two, but Zeke's one of the only players I have on both teams. God dang.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. It's, rough start.
It's bad. And then. You know, Dak being out ain't going to be good. I'm probably going to lose a lot of money with the Cowboys.
I don't know if Cooper's the guy.
Oh, Cooper's shown that.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
He's been in the spot before, and absolutely. he didn't do very well.
No, hold on. He's fine.
He's fine.
His last game, I believe, he actually played pretty well, considering he's a 56 on Madden 23.
I'm just thinking, here's my thought process. If Dak can't do it with this receiving core, what's Cooper Rush going to do with this?
Well, they'll just change the whole offensive scheme. It'll be much more of a run base.
You know what would just happen? The Cowboys took over a Packers question, like they always do.
See, they always own the
good
news.
Point.
Well, they always do.
My answer was the only team that should be concerned is the Cowboys.
So you're not nervous at all about the Packers? That was not a promising.
No, because Aaron Rodgers did this last year too.
Yeah, and he said relax.
Yeah,
I know, but again, like you said, he had Davante Adams always there to go to, and I don't know one of
those
receivers.
Wasn't Lazard hurt yesterday too?
Yes, he's out too.
His main, well, who they think is going to be his main receiver was also hurt yesterday.
Yeah,
just relax, relax,
relax.
Week four, I think you can start to freak out.
Okay.
Until then, you're tinkering. They got a whole new receiving core.
And Collinsworth yesterday with a terrible voice.
Golly,
he said something really true. Like he was talking about how a lot of these players don't play in the preseason anymore. Like, they literally don't. So this first week are the first reps that they've seen.
And you could tell in a lot of the games.
Especially
way early, because there were a lot of fumbles early on.
Drop passes.
Turnovers, yeah.
The answer is no, they should not freak out quite yet. I didn't hear a whistle, so let's go to number two.
No whistle. Yep. All right, the Patriots offense, speaking of offenses, looked subpar as well. Belichick didn't hire a true offensive coordinator this offseason. Do you think he's going to regret it this year?
I mean, I think you could bring back the greatest offensive coordinator of all time, and that offense ain't doing much. They don't have the weapons. Mac Jones, I watched most of that game. Yeah. Here's the snap. Oh, crap, there's somebody on him. You know, that's just going to be difficult all season for them because they don't really have the weapons. They don't really have just the fundamental building blocks to have something good this season. It's going to be a rough year, probably like a 7-10 type season, probably. So
yeah. I definitely don't see the Patriots make the playoffs.
And I don't
too,
either.
I think what the Bucs did last night, the way Tom Brady operated that offense is when the Patriots were at like the peak. Like that was when the, and I feel like they're trying to redo that with Mac Jones. He's not the guy. Yeah, not enough talent on that.
Could
offense.
Be the guy, but he doesn't have. He doesn't have enough with him. Yeah. And Brady Brady had weapons.
Oh yeah,
or weapons that they made weapons. Yeah. You know that you get a quick little slot guy that's cut by another team. You got three or four of those, and you got the Patriots receiving core.
Or at least a decent O-line, too.
Mac Jones and four tight ends, and one that murders people.
Exactly. Yeah, there's him, too.
You got a whole thing there. I don't think the offensive coordinator is going to be the issue. You can only coordinate so much.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Next up.
All right. Lamar Jackson reportedly turned down a six-year, $290 million deal with $133 million guaranteed from the Ravens. Do you think he's going to regret this decision at the end of the year or after the season?
No, I don't think he'll regret it. I think the reason he was holding out is, and he was recommended to hold out by what I read by the Player Association. They're like, hey, you deserve a fully guaranteed contract, which now people are fighting for because of Deshaun Watson, right? He got one, so now why can't Lamar get one? That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
And so he's going to, what they say, bet on himself, and everyone's like, well, what if he gets injured? Okay, Dak got injured. Dak got a big, fat contract while he was injured. So I don't even think that matters anymore because you're just looking for precedent most of the time in anything. And he's holding precedent of, you just gave Deshaun Watson. By the way, they should have to say, yes, it was the Browns owners. They're idiots, so you shouldn't. Yep. You just gave Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract, and he's not as good and hasn't done as much as I have for this organization, so I would like one. I'm not saying he deserves one. I don't think anybody deserves one. Secondly, whenever you're talking about injuries, he can also go, say he tears an ACL. Well, Cowboys gave Dak Prescott a big contract. Some other team's going to give him a fat contract if Baltimore doesn't, even if he's missing a leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's not like, again, we'll reference him 2 weeks in a row. It's like the Joe Theismann injury where your leg literally bone snaps and come out of your leg. He's going to be fine and he's going to make his money. Look at Kevin Durant and not football, but he's just sat out a whole year and they're like, cool, we'll wait for you for a year.
Yeah.
So
I was very close to blowing the whistle on that for just one thing on it is like
this is a mid whistle.
Hey,
this is like, a half whistle. Just a half whistle, Jordan. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like a weak.
There it is.
Like a weak whistle.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Because okay, yes, that's a lot of money. Does Lamar Jackson need money right now?
It's not about need.
Probably doing okay.
No, I hate that argument.
I know. You're right. You're right.
Turn it on, Jordan.
Do the owners need more money?
Exactly. The thing is going into a year where your contract's up and the injury does come in. Yes, it's a huge, where like, okay, if he goes out, say the Ravens win 13 games, make a run in the playoffs, yes, you're getting more money than Deshaun, I would think. But I was just nervous because they're not the offense they were last year. They lost a few key guys that he went to last year. So I was thinking like, all right, him as a player is going to want to take it more on himself, which may put him on the ground more.
Which he did yesterday, by the way.
He did. He ran more than I thought he should have. So, I don't know. Again, half whistle, but I still think he's going to get his money no matter what.
Quarter whistle.
There we go.
Quarter whistle back at him.
Quarter whistle.
I don't like when people go, hey, he's doing pretty good anyway. Here's why. Because it's not about how much money you got in what your cost of living is and what you're spending. It's about what you're making for the company. Meaning, let's say I make iHeartRadio $5 a year. Okay, well, then I should probably be paid, depending on my contract, $3 or $4, or we'll figure that out. Now, if I make iHeart $1 billion a year, but you're like, well, your job ain't that hard. But if I'm making that company $1 billion, then I need to be compensated based on what I'm making that company, regardless of what it is, if it's $3.50 or if it's $800 million. I'd prefer the $800 million, if we're being honest here, amongst friends.
Of course.
Yeah. Guilty. But, but I think you have a point. I do think, because he doesn't have the weapons, that he is going to really be, one, trying to win and trying to get that next deal. But with less weapons means more.
More Lamar.
More.
Which is scary.
Just more everything, right? Yeah. But yesterday, Lamar was on, and I don't know the stats, but every time I looked up, it's like they were throwing he's throwing a touchdown against the Jets. Yeah. Right? That's what they played yesterday, right? The Jets?
Yeah.
And so the Jets and the Eagles helmets looked so similar yesterday as I was watching it bounce all around because I have the Red Zone channel.
Yeah, Red Zone.
It was like, Eagles or Jets or Jets or... Yeah, it's wild. All right,
one's a little better than the other, so...
That's true. All right, over to college football. What you got?
All right, the Sun Belt Conference netted a combined $4.173 million to play on the road against major programs like Notre Dame, Texas A&M, and Nebraska, which all lost. Which was the most surprising loss of the major programs?
I want to give myself a celebratory nipple twist for a second. Weep. Because I told you guys Notre Dame wasn't that good. Because the question was, shouldn't Notre Dame be in the top 10 now? I was like, based on what? A loss to an Ohio State team who we don't even know how good they are? Like, they battled it out, but if you're, you know, watching two slugs race, that's the only two options you have is speed. That doesn't mean they're fast just because one was faster than the other. And so that Notre Dame one, that was tough.
Yeah.
It's going to get tougher, though, because the Texas A&M one surprised the crap out
of me. Yeah.
That one surprised me, but App State's no A. I would not pay App State $1.5 million to come in and play. That's a legit program.
Yeah.
I mean, Sun Belt or not, like, there's some talent there. So, yes, I would say that the most impressive one was, although I can't stand Notre Dame. Sorry, Notre Dame.
I can't stand Notre Dame, and usually I root for the SEC 99% of the time.
Yeah.
I was Appalachian State. Yeah. Appalachian State. It was awesome, man.
So how is A&M still in the top 25, like, after
because
a loss?
Because they
like
were
this?
Six. And because App State is pretty respected for a Sun Belt program.
Oh. App State, in all honesty, I think App State should be undefeated. They should have. I thought they should have beat North Carolina the week before.
They also should have been in the top.
Should App State be ranked at
this
point?
I think they should be like 27, 26, 25.
Yeah.
With another couple, they should be able to get up in it. I don't know. We look at their schedule, Mike, because if they have a couple pushovers, I do think.
Who, App State?
Yeah.
I mean, who do they play? Troy? I think they have Troy next week.
Yeah. I mean, this week. Yeah, this week they're...
Well, we know they got Marshall because they're in the
next
same conference.
Three.
Yeah.
They have Troy, James Madison, and then Citadel.
Okay. I mean, guys, those three. Put them win those three, put them in the top 25.
Yeah. Give them 25. Yeah. Give them number 25.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them in.
Do they have any other Power 5 games, like big schools are playing this year?
Good point on Marshall. I wonder when they play Marshall.
Yeah, or...
Texas State Georgia after Southern. That, Georgia State.
Yeah, Georgia State's pretty decent.
Pretty good team.
Yeah.
And Robert Morris, Coastal.
They'll be number one by the time this is over.
Coastal Carolina's good.
Old Dominion, then Georgia Southern.
Old Dominion's not bad.
They have competitive games the rest of the year for their program. I loved it. Thought it was awesome. Jimbo Fisher, hilarious. Hilarious.
I didn't say, what, like?
He just is hilarious, keeps losing every year.
Yeah. Oh, and I go thought to he Texas said, like,
no.
Something.
No,
like,
no, he didn't say anything this time.
I go to the A&M message boards, and I just watch it burn.
Yeah.
Because I'm just used to it being me. So I just watch it burn. It's hilarious. It's almost like when LSU's, you guys are like not loving your coach right
Very
now.
Very uneasy in Baton Rouge right now, yes.
Yeah, and I'll get to that in a second. So let's go over next up. Kickoff, Kevin, number two.
All right, do you think Texas earned a moral victory for almost beating Alabama?
Ooh. I hate moral victories, but yes. In that A&M was ribbing the Texas guys pretty hard for losing that game because they were a sack away. The last play where Bryce dodges the sack. That was probably the game if they make the tackle.
For sure.
Bama, a lot of penalties. Eddie was like, hey, I know you're not probably watching the game, probably watching the Arkansas game. Fool, I got screens and phones and I had everything. I had it all up.
I thought you were solely on the Arkansas game. Well, I was like, let me update you real quick.
But I had it all, and I appreciated that. But I'm going to say yes because that's Alabama. And they almost beat them, and it hurts. It sucks. But if they're able to pull out a pretty good Big 12 season now, I think barely losing that helps in the eyes of a lot of factors. Rankings, if let's say they don't lose another game, which they probably will with Oklahoma State. I mean, Baylor lost, but Oklahoma, all those teams. But let's just say they run it now with that one loss. Even in the Big 12, I don't think a one-loss Big 12 team gets in unless it's to a loss like a Bama team if they're still undefeated.
Yeah.
So I hate moral victories, but I think it was a good look for Texas. They were a 20-point dog.
And I think, moving to the SEC.
Good point.
The famous clip of the lady saying, like, oh, you're switching – getting beat by Texas A&M to get beat by Alabama now. You hung in there with them. Again, yes, I would. The Alabama football team did not have a fun morning this morning. I promise you that.
That's why Saban doesn't play those games, non-conference games.
Yeah.
And it was an 11 a.m. game. Every element was exactly right for them to push Alabama. Early game, the all the penalties. Ewers getting hurt.
So what's the deal with him? I mean, he's out
three to 6 weeks.
3 to 6 weeks. Yeah. So is this guy? I mean, he did a really good job. The backup is he up to the chat? Like,
they were acting like that was a competition the whole time, even though it really wasn't. Yeah. Like, he's good enough to be the quarterback.
Okay. Yeah. He played a lot last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, depending on who Texas has, I think he can win regardless. Texas has what the Patriots don't. People that can do it. It's just can they make them do it together, which has been a problem there. Okay, one more.
All right, going back to Jimbo Fisher, do you think he's on the hot seat after that tough loss last weekend?
I think if you want to pay that hot seat $100 million buyout or whatever, he's got – did you sign a 10-year deal?
Yeah.
So, no, I don't. But they have a lot of oil money. Just one of those guys quickly could go, hey, no hot seat. I think they're going to for sure give him next year freely because next year is really the year they expected big things. Obviously, they're ranked number six. This year they were, so there was some expectation. But a lot of that was based off of the recruiting class coming in to this season. You got a lot of young. Sure, they're five-star, but you're not going to have that many four- and five-stars contribute. It's not Michigan basketball, where basketball is such an isolation sport. Football, you got to work together.
Right.
Yeah.
So, no hot seat, but they are pissed.
Yeah,
I agree. It'd be tough to put them on a hot seat after giving them a ton of money, but yeah.
And all the youth he has coming in, that's really good.
Yeah.
I hate Texas A&M for next year. They're going to be really good.
Yeah.
But he has really crapped the bed 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he runs it this year, I still don't know if he can. I don't think a one loss to an App State gets in the playoff.
No, it's going to be tough.
Unless you also win the SEC championship game with that one loss, which means SEC is going to be tough.
But let's be real. If you're dropping a game at home to App State, you're not running the SEC. You're not winning out.
Right.
Famous last words, but I agree.
Yeah. We'll keep that.
I agree. All right, that's Tittle Tattle. Go. Thank you.
It's time for the Tittle Tattle. It's time for the Tittle Tattle. It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
We got to make that outro shorter. I like it on the intro, but yeah. We're over here listening to a three-minute song. Yeah. Things as long as Buy Dirt from Jordan. we're going to get to talk about LSU in a second, but I do want to talk about just the fact that you can go over to DraftKings and you can download the app, download DraftKings Sportsbook, and use the code BobbySports, and if you bet just $5, you will get $200 in free bets, and you can use those bets however you like. I made a nice little parlay this past week, and if you were to have bet $100, you would have won almost $400. Now, here's why. The Pittsburgh game pushed. So it was Pittsburgh minus seven, and they won by seven. No, it was Tennessee minus seven, and they won by seven.
Yeah.
And so that game pushed. So that just is like it doesn't even count. Either way, good or bad. But the other two hit, and we made the money. And I told you guys. I told you. I'm the only person in America to tell you Kentucky was going to beat Florida. And that Florida has proven nothing.
Nothing.
I told them.
What was it, 6.5 on that? Kentucky was getting 6.5?
It was 4 early in the week.
Yeah, and I think it got up
and then
to
it
six
got to six.
Six. Six. Six
I think yeah, I yeah, bet yeah. it at 6. And then, but I bet them outright, too. All I said was, I know Florida had a good week one victory over a Pac-12 school. I get it.
Yeah.
They haven't proven anything. And I remember Eddie spit on me.
Eddie what?
He spit on me. He said I was
When
so
you
down.
Said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I probably didn't do it physically, but I thought it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We even brought on Matt Jones from Kentucky Sports Radio, who was like, and he's Kentucky. That's his whole career. He's like, we're not going to beat him, but we'll play him, you know, two or three. I was like, no, you're going to beat them. Florida's proven nothing.
Yeah. Kentucky's got a good squad.
And they didn't. And they still jumped Arkansas because Florida's nothing.
Now Levi's needs that deal.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So I'm 10-0 on my bets. So I would love for you guys to.
God, that's unheard of. I've never had a 10-0 run.
Me hey, check his account.
Play
I've never had. Well, on this, the account is living on
yes,
the podcast.
You're right, because you said it.
I'm not bragging about that. I'm just bragging about the 10-0 run.
It's amazing,
here.
Dude.
It is.
You should be happy for
and
that.
And it will probably end soon, but.
What's your technique?
I just feel like
don't get too deep into it. But what's your technique when you
sure,
look at it?
Sure, you want to know about last game, last week? Mm-hmm. Florida hasn't proven anything, and they were very hype while not proving anything. They beat a school that, again, is a Pac-12 school, Pac-12 week conference. And I thought, okay, well, Kentucky's a solid program, and Florida's probably hyped big time, buying their own hype big time. And I feel like that's just primed for a good team to go in and beat a team that might be good, but it's probably up a little too high, probably a little too. Held a little too high standard.
So a lot of mental game in there.
So that's one. Two, Tennessee, Pittsburgh. Tennessee's just bigger than Pittsburgh is. They're just bigger. They're just faster.
Dude, their quarterbacks went out. Both of their quarterbacks. Pitt just went down with injuries like fast.
Again, bigger, faster, bigger, faster.
I think Pitt would have won that game if they were healthy.
If ifs and nuts were candy and butter.
Here we go.
You knew that was coming.
It's just if,
I agree.
If.
Keaton Slovis was playing
Dude,
well. He was playing
big
well.
Big deal.
If.
You're right.
I get it. So that
Bobby's just like 10-0.
Yeah,
that speaks louder than my dumb words.
And then it was North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And I figured they were going to be irritated at their win last week when they barely pulled it out at the very end of the game. And they were playing a smaller school. Who are they playing?
Georgia Southern?
Georgia State. And I watched Georgia State play South Carolina the week before. And so those were the three games I went through all and picked. And I was like, I like how these are being set up. And
wow,
picked.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not always right, but this season I'm always right so far. Always. So if you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. On Saturday morning it goes up. New users can use the code BOBBYSPORTS. Use it when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook in terms and resources. If there's a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. So do that. Type in Bobby Sports, bet $5 and get 200 in free bets. Now let's talk about LSU for a second because that is your team. Nobody thought they were going to be good this year. I mean, the general consensus outside of Louisiana is that they were going to be a middle-of-the-road team this year, middle to lower, but will be really good in the future.
Yeah.
But it seems like you guys want it now.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's – and then, like you said, everybody in LSU is still expecting us to – you know, every LSU fans is like, no, we need – we're an 8-9-win team. Then they released some, like, we were supposed to finish second in the West.
I never saw the second in the West.
Yeah.
Was it OppositeDay.com?
It was a stretch.
He's the only one that saw it.
It was
– He wrote it.
Yeah, you can find it on JordanDavis.com. No, I mean, you know, I just think from the hiring of Brian Kelly, it's just been uneasy. It's been comical at times. The accent thing is kind of –
I was going to ask you how you felt about that. You know, here he is, introductory, not even press conference, introductory basketball out on midcourt. He's like, hey, y'all, he's like the big chicken.
Never talk like that before.
What's the big chicken's foghorn leghorn?
I'll say.
Yeah, it just started bad. Also, like, when it comes to football, we do have, I like Jaden Daniels. We do have a lot of talent. Kayshon Boutte, one of the best receivers in the country. You know, I don't like playing Florida State after they have a warm-up game. I hate when they start games like that. I think they played Duquesne the week before. So they got – and you could tell, Florida State game, first half, we looked rough. Like, we looked sloppy, penalties, drop passes.
Onside kick.
Did we have an onside kick?
Wasn't there an onside that they, like – or maybe I just imagined he would have something like that.
We kicked off, like, right – we started a show right as we kicked off. So I only caught, actually, the second half. But,
yeah, that's tough.
But, like, you know, I mean, we played Southern Saturday, which was a cupcake game. We looked a little better. I think this weekend is the Mississippi State at home is going to be the true test.
Mississippi State's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're underdogs, so it's a loss here could be a big problem.
You're probably going to lose Mississippi State. I hope you don't.
They're saying we're supposed to.
I hope you don't.
I don't think we're going to, but you're a good team.
You also think you're going to win national championship every year.
Yeah, that's true.
So, let's roll through the NFL, and I'll just fly through some games here because what a great day to watch the NFL on television as a general fan because all these games are bonkers. And the 11 noon game.
Noon games were
the
wild.
They were just were just bonkers.
Insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, so let's just – let me go through – because I made a list and I made notes. And so we'll start with the Bengals and Steelers. Burrow just pick after pick after pick, fumble. I still always felt like he was going to win it, and they had chances to win it. And matter of fact, they did win it, but they didn't review the Chase touchdown. Chase,
he was in.
He was in.
He was in. Yeah.
And they just didn't. They just tried to get back to the line so quick but they won the game. But then they didn't, and they missed the kick and the snapper issues twice.
Yeah. It also goes to show you, if you have a kicker like Boswell, pay him whatever he wants.
But it wasn't even just kicker. The snaps were high.
Yeah, yeah. For Cincinnati.
Even then, it was Cincinnati was just, I guess, destined to lose that game.
They tried really well. Not only tried, they did. But yeah, the Chase thing was weird, and Burrow was very. I don't think you're going to get that. I still think Cincinnati's going to be a top team.
I agree.
Mitch Trubisky, though. I mean, dude, you got a number one draft pick come in. Everybody's expecting you to be backup. Dude played really well.
I don't know. Anybody say that last week? He's pretty good. Yeah, it's probably me. Yeah. All right. Anyway. But I still expected the Bengals win the entire time because they still had Burrow, and that's when you know a quarterback has kind of changed perception of folks, where he's just like, "Oh, it's Burrow. I expect he's going to win," and he did. He let them down a couple times.
They should have won. Yeah.
He also threw 87 picks.
He did throw a lot of picks.
It's a tough game. Okay, next up, the Titans and the Giants. Which Titans had it early? As it was Saquon, welcome back.
Dang.
Welcome back.
He showed up.
Just he was everywhere. He was everywhere. And so the Titans did have a chance to win it. I love what the Giants did with going for two on that very final play to win the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it when you're away. If you're away, I think I've said this on the show before. If you're the away team and you can end the game right then, end the game right then. Try to end the game. If you're the home team, you probably kick the field goal, which is what we saw in other situations, because you feel like you've got the crowd, you've got the stadium. And they did. And Saquon, a couple quick moves, and then ran right through the Giants DB. It was awesome. And not because I like the Titans a lot, obviously, but it was an awesome move by Saquon. And then, but the Titans had a chance. They missed a kick. They missed a kick.
Yep.
So they had a chance to win it, and they still didn't do it. Next game, Colts and Texans. Wild game. Texans come out, I would say on fire, but it's the Texans. The Texans come out
playing well.
You know, doing okay.
They played all
just
right.
Doing all right. And they got about three scores at one point. And that's when I went and loaded up on
20-3.
I loaded up on the Colts then. And the Colts just kept hanging in there. And then they made a big push at the end. And you know what?
Jonathan Taylor.
They went into overtime, and the somewhat controversial call was Lovie Smith punting it. But on, it was like fourth and what, six maybe, five or six.
I thought it was like fourth and two, but it was right at the 50.
Yeah, I would have punted it too.
I know.
Because you couldn't win the game, but you could lose the game.
You lost it right there.
And people were busting his balls. And they asked him about it. They went, we're going to lose the game if we didn't get it. We weren't going to win.
Yeah, I think Colts had two timeouts. You get it to 50.
That's two
plays.
They can get into field goal range.
But it's a tie. You don't see a whole lot of those.
No.
God, I still hate it, man. I still wish that there was
one more overtime?
Yeah.
Or there's no time in overtime.
Just play until death.
Until everybody dies.
They're all exhausted.
There's a Coliseum out there, man.
That would be fun, guys, actually. That'd be cool to watch.
But this isn't soccer. We shouldn't be tying.
Yeah, I hate it.
But you should play until, you know, what the rules should be, or what the new playoff rules are going to be. So, flip the coin. You both get a shot. If one scores a touchdown, the other team gets a shot to score a touchdown. If they don't, okay. If one kicks a field goal, well, you got to go score a touchdown. You can't kick a field goal. You got to score a touchdown. But it's in college. You keep going. There's no tie.
Yeah.
You want to move them to the seven? Great.
Yeah.
Nobody this time. Let's move them to the six. Nobody did this time. You know, so for the fans, I hate to see a tie, and I'm the fan. The Chiefs and Ray, the Chiefs roll and the Ravens roll. Mahomes looked awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, dude. What a team.
He doesn't need Tyreek.
Mm-mm.
At least not yesterday. He had multiple weapons. And then the Ravens roll. We talked about him earlier. So I think that's going to be a very quarterback, as good as Lamar does, that team will do, which is often the case, but really it felt like yesterday that was it.
Yeah.
San Francisco and the Bears, that was just a bad weather game. San Francisco lost to the Bears, which I never would have predicted, but the weather was so bad. It's, you know, App State could have come in and beat San Francisco yesterday with the right. The cameras were so.
No, I was yelling at the TV, like, camera guy, wipe your lens, please. We can't see anything.
When it's that bad, I don't think you can look into it. And they were like, Trey Lance can't throw. It was a hurricane!
Dude, it was.
You try that.
Yeah. New Orleans and Atlanta. Did you get to watch the kick, the field goal? Did you see it?
I was on the. I was watching it on the phone, which was so stressful.
Yeah, because you have to watch it behind too. It's like you're like it's already over, and you're just waiting for the little cartoon.
You're getting updates.
Yeah, but I mean, Jameis, I was telling Eddie coming in, it's like, you know, played terrible, showed up in the fourth quarter. I still think that we got a lot of problems if we made a Falcons team that didn't look too bad, but not a ton of talent there.
Falcons looked pretty good yesterday.
I mean,
Hey, Mariota looked pretty freaking good.
Where have you been, dude?
Yeah. I liked the Falcons yesterday. I even like Jameis because he kept a lot of things alive that were dead for 60% of the quarterbacks yesterday.
And he didn't play like, you know, he wasn't the, you know, I thought he made some good, I thought he checked the ball down on times where old Jameis may have tried to throw a bomb and or, you know, try to force something in to where he shouldn't have thrown it, but hey, a win's a win. It's tough to win in the NFL. We're 1-0.
Now, when you got Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, hand him the ball, throw him the ball.
You can do anything.
Let him throw the ball.
He can do it all, man.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
Yeah, crazy. So, New Orleans with a big win. I did like how Atlanta looked yesterday, considering they're Atlanta. And they're supposed to be nothing.
Nothing.
But, Kevin, what did you think about Atlanta yesterday? Atlanta and New Orleans.
I mean, I was surprised to see Atlanta go up like that, but then typical Atlanta fashion, they blew it. But I also want to see from a personal and fantasy standpoint, Kyle Pitts. He still didn't do anything, which is crazy, though. I mean, if you get him involved, too, you got to think that they're going to be even better. So it was surprising, but, you know, New Orleans came back, and Jameis, that guy's wild.
I don't know.
He's all over the place. Else,
and then his sound bites after the game. I mean, he's insane.
Yeah.
Carolina and Cleveland. If Carolina could block at all,
they win that game.
If they could play defense at all, but Baker had a minute. Baker drives. I mean, he throws the big bomb, leads them down again.
Oh, yeah. He got him on top.
And then the
defense blew it.
It's Cleveland, too, bros. Cleveland's, Cleveland's supposed to suck.
Yeah.
So, you know, Carolina loses to Cleveland. Both Philly and Detroit look good. Or they're both bad.
No,
I think they're good.
I think they're both good. Think that they are both good teams. I want Detroit to be so. I like the coach, man.
Everyone's rooting for him.
Like, I think everybody's
Hard Knocks
in on
did it,
it,
man.
Yeah. Like, and they have some talent. I would hate to see. I think Jared Goff's a good quarterback, and I'd hate to see him go somewhere and just kind of fizzle out.
He's fine.
Yeah. DeAndre Swift looked really good.
I think he's fine.
I think
Jared Goff's fine.
He'll be all right.
I think he's better than he gets credit for.
Yeah,
but
you know that when you go to Detroit.
Yeah, I mean
when you sign those papers, you're like,
but
this will be fine.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts rushed for 90 yards and a touchdown. Rushed, not crazy. Get yourself hurt rushes either. He had a couple that were like, oh, but he ran really strong.
And Devontae Smith didn't get 1 point in fantasy. So thank you for that.
He didn't.
Not one.
AJ Brown took them all.
I have Jalen Hurts in one of mine.
Just a tough day for you all around yesterday.
Yeah, because when the Cowboys lose, I'm like, well, let me look at the fantasy scores. Not so good over there either.
Chargers and Raiders, I just wrote, both are really good teams. It's unfortunate one of them had to lose. Why couldn't they do Colts and Texans?
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah,
you know, that both good. I'll be anxious to see what they both do this season. I think the Raiders are going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
we wondered with all the weapons, what are they going to do? And they're just going to get the ball to their weapons.
And it goes to show you how good Devontae Adams is. Aaron Rodgers
just
is great.
Dominated the game.
I mean, that guy's, he's something else.
Yes. And then we can talk about the Cowboys in the Bucs a little bit.
What happened there?
Even before Dak got hurt.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That was bad.
I mean, the first drive was great. And I'm like, okay, good start. Let's go. I mean, you know, he was, I think, 100% for about like six throws, completed everything, settled for a field goal, no big deal. It's 3-3. After that, they could not get anything going with that offense.
Well, they were doing a lot of field goal back and forth.
Yeah.
So it was going at maybe 9-3 at half.
Yes. Either 9 or 12. Yeah.
12 to 3 at half.
It was just all field goals, right? And I was goals. They're just great. That's what we're doing. We're just kicking the can down the field to make plays later.
Yeah.
But except there were no plays.
And like Jordan said earlier, just they could not go deep. And I just don't know if they can throw the ball deep with these, with this receiving core.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone on that outside that can catch like that.
But there's one bright spot, and that's Micah Parsons.
Dude,
that guy is unbelievable.
Like,
you need to put him on offense.
Yeah, I know it.
But I mean, seriously, if now the Bucs are really good, I think that defense is secondary is really, really good. So you're not going to run up against that every week.
How about in Tampa?
But
old number six coming back out wide receiver.
They use him a lot.
A lot. Eddie, you know who number six is?
Yeah, Julio Jones.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, he looked good.
He looked really good.
He made that one catch on his fingertips, though.
Yes.
Like, over the dude. Yeah. The dude was locked on him pretty good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Brady's going to go to him all year.
I would throw deep maybe once or twice max, though, to him. Because, I mean, every time he went deep, he'd make the catch. But it's like, oh, my gosh, he's going to get back up. He got back up slowly.
Yeah.
Because he's not young.
Let me send a message to Todd Bowles. Eddie says, Max two times. But Julio.
He's an old dude.
Julio.
Yeah.
Look good.
Yeah. I was happy to see that. Happy for him.
The thing about that, too, that's only going to make, I mean, him on the other side of Mike Evans is going to be, that's if he can continue to play like that, even if he's got four catches a game,
right?
Mike Evans is about to be tough to stop.
Well, what's unfortunate, though, if you're a Bucs fan is it looked like Chris Godwin's out for
this.
It's out again for a while. I don't know about for a year.
Right?
He left hamstring, but he was already iffy going into the game from tearing his ACL last year. And so it's not something that is going to keep him out probably all season, but I would imagine he's out for a couple weeks or he's at least nursing it. Those things don't just feel better.
Right.
It's something that even you're scared to have. I mean, I've tweaked one before.
Yeah.
And And listen, I'm basically a professional athlete.
You're the peak physical.
But it's like, it's still, I'm still just scared of it more than it hurt. I'm just always, after you heard it, you're just always scared that it's going to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you laughing
at? I was just thinking, you know, when someone hurts their hamstring, like, I'd be retired. I'd have to be like, all right, I announce my retirement. These guys, like, 3 weeks, he'll be back.
Eddie has a press conference in the middle of third quarter.
I don't know how they just bounce back so quickly.
They're world-class athletes, bro. So it was a really great week one NFL. Are there any games, because I just wrote those down, any games you guys wanted to mention that you saw something or any note you had? Because it felt like...
I have one.
Go ahead.
I would like to change my my bet.
Okay.
Who do you...
I have the Dallas Cowboys. I put the name in for Dallas Cowboys.
You're going to change for $2
to
right
be
now.
Super Bowl winners.
Okay.
I cannot stick with that bet. I have to change it. I thought about it all night. I'm like, am I going to go on the podcast and do it? I'm going to do it. And I'm going to change it. And I have two teams. Do I go with the Bills? But does somebody have the Bills?
I think somebody has the Bills, right?
No, I don't think anybody has
right now.
Okay, Mike's pulling it up. So what we did is we offer a dollar, took a team. And you can keep that team the whole season. Or you can trade it in for somebody else, but it costs you $2. It doubles up every time. Mike?
Nobody has the Bills.
Wow.
Does anyone have the Chiefs?
But anybody can get the Bills right now.
Correct.
Right. Who has who, right, Mike?
I have the Bucks. NFL. Kevin has the Bucks. Adam has the Bengals. Eddie Cowboys and Bobby Packers.
I'll be changing that too.
Ooh, so the Chiefs and the Bills are up for grabs right now.
Yeah, I'm going to switch mine to the Chiefs before he calls it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
I called it. It doesn't matter. I just called it.
Hold up.
No.
What is happening here?
But you can also take the Chiefs. Remember, same week.
No, but I'm not going to do that.
Mike,
I'd rather have them to myself.
I owe $2 now.
Okay.
So we'll catch up on money at the end of the season, but I owe $2 for the Chiefs. Go ahead.
Okay, because the Chiefs do look good. Oh, my gosh.
But Bills look.
We cannot forget about Thursday night. I know it's been longer, so I forgot about the Bills a little bit. But let's change mine from the Dallas Cowboys to the Buffalo Bills, Mike. Put me down. Right. $2.
That's a good squad in Buffalo.
They look really good.
You want to switch yours?
No, I'm keeping mine. Bucks looked great last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Reed.
Good field goals?
You want to buy a team, Reed?
That's all
right. You can buy a team if you want.
Come on, Reed.
Oh, shoot.
You don't have to.
I'm not keeping up with it.
After all this talk you've been listening?
It only cost you $1, so why not? That's a good team.
All right. Put it down for the Raiders.
Okay.
I would say this.
As a guy, you want to buy a team?
$1. Bills.
Okay, so we
split the Bills now?
Yeah, great. So now you guys are splitting the Bills.
Okay.
Hey, all right, put Jordan down for $1. Right. And if any time you want to change, just let us know and you can buy somebody
else. No, he has to come back in.
Hey, whatever it is.
I'll come in. I'm going to be like McLovin on the Dan Patrick Show. We were talking about him earlier, where he just showed up one day and he just kept coming in.
That's right.
It's like, hey man, he was a guest, dude. Like, that was just supposed to be a one time thing. Like, you can go home now.
Go ahead.
As I'm a Saints fan, I live in Nashville, so I pull for the Titans. Pretty worried about that team.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I don't think that for the first time Derrick Henry just looked like a big running back. He didn't look like Derrick Henry of old. And again, Ryan Tannehill is just—he's just a quarterback.
It's week one.
I know. This is the biggest over. You know.
Yeah.
And then he'll be season again.
I know. We'll see.
And off an injury. Yeah. Foot injury.
Yeah. True.
So I'm not even disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to be devil's advocate so you don't cry right now.
Hey, Burks looked good.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Anyway, three catches. I'm like, like 50 yards.
Yeah.
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 I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do this, and we'll get to the college games real quick. The NFL's opening week was action packed. Just getting started. Get ready for week 2 of touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. If you want more action, everyone can experience the thrill of the early win promotion. Listen to this. It's simple. This Sunday, bet on any NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. Hey, that'd have been the Texans.
Yeah.
That'd
have been the Falcons.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code BobbySports to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for terms and resources. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Over to college football. We talked about Alabama and Texas. I think we said what we need to say there. One thought on Alabama, Texas. Eddie.
I think Texas fans should be really proud. like of their team. I think there's a lot of hope here. I mean, dude, they look good. I mean, I that was the game of the week for me. It was a great 11 a.m. start the day on that game. It was awesome. I think Texas should be really happy with the performance. Yes, it's a loss, but you almost beat the number one team in the country, and you made them look not very talented. And good job. So looking forward, let's go Longhorns. Like they got a chance here.
And they hung in with a backup-ish quarterback.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
And he was limping too.
Yeah, his leg.
Yeah.
Stud. Did you get to watch that game?
Yeah, I did get to watch Texas Alabama. I mean, great game. I thought, you know, I'll be honest, I took Alabama. Like, I took them to cover by 20, which is crazy, but
I think 83% of people did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I kept loading on Alabama.
It was 21.5 before kickoff.
Yeah.
He got all so, the way
I
mean, up
there. Really? I didn't think Texas can be able to move the ball. They did, but that running back, Robinson, he's a real deal.
App State and Texas A&M, App State 17, A&M 14. My one thought on this is at the end of the game, Appalachian State just played very physical, and they played stronger than Texas A&M, and they were just running to get first downs and running through Texas A&M. That's at the end of the game, just running through them.
Yeah.
Texas A&M was like, okay, I guess you're bigger and stronger. You win. It was wild to see. And then to watch back on the campus, when they were going crazy, the App State people. It was like they won the national championship.
They were.
It's like Detroit won the NBA.
North Carolina still a city right now? Because it was wild.
And then they got stuck in Texas.
Oh,
the
yeah.
plane had mechanical issues, That's so they didn't right. get to go home until the next day.
Yeah.
Marshall and Notre Dame. I just love to see Notre Dame get beat. Number 8 Notre Dame loses. And you don't get to be top 25 if you're 0-2. It doesn't matter.
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't get to be top 25 then. BYU and Baylor. I fell asleep halfway through. I was really excited about this game, but because it's the wrong time zone. Kevin, did you watch any of it?
I'm just like you. I was like, oh, I can't wait. I've been waiting all day for this game, and then it starts, and it's a great game, and the atmosphere is great in BYU. And then by halftime, I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
BYU was ranked 21, Baylor 9. I think they've since – I haven't updated my little notes here. But can you see what BYU is now in the AP?
12.
I didn't get to watch it. Is it – I mean, you know, Baylor's Baylor, in my opinion. I mean, I think that
Baylor's good to me now.
Yeah. I mean, are they?
Yeah.
Do they look good against
Baylor? Baylor scores a lot of points, I should say.
Yeah,
they score a lot of points now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we at Arkansas has to go to BYU this year. We have to play everybody.
Yeah,
it's and it's like, tough. It sucks. Now they're good. So yeah. this is stupid. Kentucky and Florida, we talked about that. I just liked Kentucky. Tennessee and Pittsburgh. Tennessee, I felt, was just a bigger, stronger team. Pittsburgh won last year, so there was something there to that, and I felt like they had equal quarterbacks, and what Pittsburgh really had was a good quarterback. And so Washington State beat Wisconsin 17-14, and then Tech beat Houston, which Houston's ranked 25, so kind of who cares, but Houston was getting a lot of, if they win at this couple of games, they could be in the the non-power five school that could be complaining that they're not
that
in.
They're not in. Yeah.
So thank God.
Yeah. That's done. Not anymore.
Yeah. Lose it up. So that's where it is in college football. I think that's as far as the games. I don't know if I'm missing anything there, but I do know kickoff. Kevin hung out beside Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
He did
over the
yes.
weekend
on Saturday. So I'm sitting at home on Saturday, and I was like, you know what? I'm just chilling at home all day. Watch all these games. It was going great, right? And I get a text from a buddy, and he says, hey, apparently Johnny Manziel is at Tin Roof. And I said, no way. Okay. So I texted my other buddy, hey, we got to go to this bar. He might be there. And he's like, okay, let's go. So my buddy picked me up. We went, and we're there for about an hour. Don't see him anywhere. Hanging out, just doing nothing, walking through, making our rounds. Probably going to leave pretty soon if he doesn't show up, if we don't see him at all. And all of a sudden, we walk into another room, and he's just standing there right at the bar. By himself, but surrounded by like 5 or 6 dudes. And I'm like, oh, there he is right there standing there. My buddy's like, oh, let's go say hi. I'm like, I'm not going to walk through 8 grown men to go say hi to another grown man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, for me, that's just something
but
I was going
to
do.
But you got up off your couch and to go see him with your own eyes.
That's a great point.
You know, like, so I don't understand. You're already there.
I know.
Yeah, you're 95% there. You just won't cross the finish line.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm only running 26 miles this marathon.
Wait, yeah, I know. And then I agree. I was like, you know what? I'm here. And then, but then, like, when it came down to it, I was like, you know what? I don't really care that much. I'm just not going to go do it. But my buddy's like, all right, well, I'm going. So he pushes like 8 dudes to the side and walks up to him. And just talked to him for a couple minutes, and then I start making my way towards the bar right next to him. And by the time I got up there, Johnny was taking pictures with a couple other guys, and we were going to snag a picture real quick, but he was just like, you could tell he had that look. He even looked at me where he was just like, dude, I want to get out of here. Like, leave me alone.
You guys,
no, not with
you. Oh, like, hey, I want to get out of here.
You want to go?
You want to go? Uh-huh. So, yeah, before you know it, he bolted and he was out of there and I never saw him again.
Was he taller than you?
He was about my height.
How tall are you, 6'2"?
6'2". I was a little surprised at how big he was, actually. He's about my height, probably similar, build, I guess. He was a little bit bigger, but not too big. But I thought he'd be smaller. I thought he'd be smaller than me for sure.
I met Eli once, and I was in shock at how large of a human he was. But then when you're standing next to those massive linemen, and he's not his brother, who's, what, probably 6'5"? I don't know, Peyton, 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah.
Eli was like 6'2 and a half or so, but just a monster. And I'm like, golly, and I thought you were just like a dorky little dude out there with the Giants.
Yeah, it's crazy. When they stand next to guys that are 6'6", 330, they can look pretty small, but they're still big human beings.
Like Benzel looked tiny on that field.
Yeah. It's like you think Jordan's a big dude because his beard, 5'1".
But that beard.
That beard gets you.
5'1 and a half, but yeah.
I met Danny DeVito, and when I was...
What?
Is he taller than expected?
Well...
Because no, he's little.
Yeah.
Have I told this story on this?
How long ago was this?
Here.
On the Today Show, I hosted last week. Oh. He was one of the guests.
Sorry, I didn't catch that episode.
It's
sorry.
Okay. And so I went out and did 3 days hosting the Today Show, and... He was the guest on day two, one of them, and he was in the makeup chair. And I saw him, and I'm hosting. I said, hey, I should go ahead and say hi just to make sure someone we're talking out there. That first round of introduction is already gone. So I walked up. I was like, hey, man, how's it going, Bobby? And he goes, hey, Bobby, hosting the show, hey. And I was like, yes, sir. I said, Mr. DeVito, I'm a big fan. He goes, all right, we're going to do it. He said, I like that suit you got on. I said, thanks. I said, it's pretty new. He said, let me look at it. And he's pulls me, he says, let me see. And he grabs like my jacket and pulls it close, and he goes, you know, and he's like fiddling with the button, and he's like, if you took this button, he goes, give me some clothing tape. And so someone hands him some tape, and he goes, if you pick this button right there and you do this right here, then that's, because it's already really good, but now it's perfect. And I'm like, all right, I'll be sure to, thank you, I'll be sure to, I mean, I didn't, I tore it off immediately.
So random.
But yeah. He was so nice, and I said when did you like get into fashion? He goes, I got a friend who, and he's listed somebody who's famous, who started like teaching me some stuff. And now all I can think about is how to make clothes. And I said, all right, well, cool. I said, well, thanks. He was awesome. He was 4'10". 4'10".
God, most. That's so tiny.
Dude, dude, Frank Reynolds, man.
All that to say, he's 4'10".
Wow. I got...
he loves fashion.
To the last time I did Today Show, I got to meet Tony Dungy.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was really awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he's like the...
Super nice.
The coach of all coaches. Yeah.
Mm. He seems like the sweetest dude ever.
He really like... He was awesome. He's promoted his book and...
Did you spend it... Did you talk to him? Talk
yeah.
To him?
Like, I got to... I was walking in this like little room and I turned around because I heard his voice, and his voice is like, you know when you hear...
It's very Dungy. Unique.
And I just turn around and he just kind of gives me a head nod. I was like, oh, Mr. Dungy. I don't even really remember what I said, but I probably rambled on about him and Peyton at the Colts or whatever. So... But super nice guy. Wife's very sweet. But yeah, I don't know why I told that story.
I liked it.
I guess because you're on the Today Show.
I liked it.
All right, who else did anyone meet? Anyone else?
Hey, so did you buy a team or not?
Yeah, I took the Bills.
Oh, you took the Bills. Oh, that's right, him and Eddie. Okay. Okay, Jordan Davis, to wrap it up, final LSU record this season. Or how many games will they win? Just do that.
I think we're going to win 6 games.
Mm. That's all, huh?
Brutally honest?
I think so. I mean, dude, the SEC's tough this year.
So you went from national championship to 6 games?
Like, I never told you we were winning the national championship. Yeah. Bobby's acting like
that. Show him the
like
tattoo. Show him the 2000. Yeah. Show him the tattoo.
I just think that there's, you know, Alabama's still a good squad. I mean, dude, Arkansas is looking like one of the top teams in the SEC. Florida's going to be tough to beat. You know, it's just new. We don't know what, you know, but my goal this year was to win. You know, we got to get to a bowl game. We got to get the ball.
That's a good goal. Season one of your coach. When Saban went to Alabama, I believe they only won 6 games.
Yeah.
And people were like, this is it. This is over. He's like, we just want to get to a bowl so we can continue practice,
which
they got to do. And then God knows, we know what's happened since then. Okay, and finally, what about the Saints?
I think we're going to finish second in the division. I think we're going to be a 8-9 win team. I still think there's a lot of talent there.
Going to make playoffs?
I think so. I think we make the playoffs. I think, and we just got to play the Bucs. It's tough to tell now. Super impressed by what they did yesterday. The comeback was great. It's just we got to go through the Bucs. So we got to see if we can take a game from them. If we can split this year with the Bucs, just win the home game, I'd be happy with it.
I'm going to end by telling you guys a game. I haven't bet quite yet, but I may bet as soon as the show's over. I'm not sure. Don't count this on my bets yet.
Okay. Mm.
But Georgia is giving up 24.5 to South Carolina. South Carolina just announced they had two defensive starters out for the rest of the year. That's pretty meaty.
A guy that's 10-0, I want him to just ramble off.
It's pretty.
I'm gonna send you a lot of texts this week.
What do you think about this one?
Like, hey, Bobby.
Two in the morning.
Hey, Bobby, if you were a sports bettor, who would you bet this one?
That Georgia 24.5 is pretty meaty, especially because South Carolina lost two defensive starters.
This is
Arkansas.
Kind of a weak college football.
It is.
It's a rough week.
I will be at a friend's wedding. We both will.
We'll be there.
And I was like, oh, I can't watch any games. And I was like, oh, it's the worst game.
It's a good week to
and
do
I've
that.
Scheduled my next Funny and Alone, or not, excuse me, that's an old tour, my next Comedically Inspirational show in Nashville on Arkansas's off week. Not an accident.
So smart.
I was going to do one more show here, and I did
really
it on
Saturday.
Really
not an accident? And, come on, Bobby.
Oh, no, he planned that.
Yeah.
100%.
And I hope, because in my Vegas show at the Wynn is the night of the SEC championship, and I hope to God I made a mistake doing that. I'm hoping to jinx myself.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you did that on purpose.
I did.
Well.
I did that in order to jinx them into the SEC championship game.
Y'all have like a cupcake game this weekend. Huh?
This game, yeah. We basically have a cupcake this week because our non-conference is Cincinnati, BYU.
I know.
Yeah. And so, you guys can suck it.
No, I'm telling you, like, if Arkansas is a good squad.
I feel like we could just lose one game, miss out on going to the SEC championship, and still have a shot to
still
get in.
Still being a top,
because if we're able to beat Cincinnati and BYU and these non-conference folks, and also don't forget, well, Texas A&M's going to be ranked, but there's just a lot of, anyway, this is not the Arkansas analogy. I tell myself that. All right, thank you guys. Jordan, good to see you, buddy.
You too.
Appreciate
thank you. Dude, thank you for having me on. This is awesome. Thank you.
Cool, Jordan.
So what we do is, since you're the guest, we'll let you blow us out. So hold on a minute. Jordan's
me first.
Jordan is loosening up. Hey, so what's going on as far as the new single is doing pretty well?
Yeah, new single. When My World Spins Around is out. We kick off the Luke Combs tour this weekend in Green Bay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And nice. Then for any of the Eagles fans out there, I'm playing the
Philly or the band?
The Philly. I'm playing the home opener kickoff.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
This Monday night for the Monday night football game.
Will you be on TV?
No, I don't think it's televised.
You do it on the field?
No, it's like it's like right outside the stadium.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be cool.
Is your microphone on? It's like, is it gets worse and worse?
No.
And he's like, No.
Give me a mic.
Did they hire you? No, one's paying me. I'm
free.
Just showing up.
No, it's just acoustic. It's a quick acoustic.
It's right outside the box office.
De-escalates the whole time.
Okay.
Are you even going to be a Philly? No. I'm just going to Zoom with my buddies who's at a tailgate. So you guys go support Jordan.
Yeah.
Follow him on Instagram. Is it Jordan Davis Music?
Jordan Davis Official.
Jordan Davis Official.
Officially Jordan Davis, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Jordan Davis Unofficial, though. That guy's got it going
on. He's cool, dude. Cool dude.
Yeah, that guy's got it going on. All right, blow us out.
Here we go.
All right, see you guys next week. No, Friday. We'll see you Friday. See you Friday. Theme song written by me, Bobby Bones, and performed by Brandon Ray. Brandon's an awesome artist. Follow Brandon on socials at Brandon Ray Music. Thanks to our guests and thanks to our crew. My co-host, Adam Hambrick, at Adam Hambrick. Our segment producer, at Kickoff Kevin. Our video producer, at Producer Eddie. Head producer, at Mike Destro. Most importantly, thank you for listening. I'm Bobby Bones, and we will talk to you next week on 25 Whistles.